From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Elaine Duke, flew to Puerto Rico to conduct an assessment of the situation on Friday.
I'm extremely proud of the people of Puerto Rico for being so resilient after these two terrible hurricanes. I'm extremely proud of the governor and the work he's done, and I'm extremely proud of our people and the federal government. And that is what I can do. There's much, much more work to do.
Duke said she was proud of the people of Puerto Rico for being so resilient after the two hurricanes. She drew a sharp rebuke from the city's mayor for saying on Thursday that the federal relief effort is a good news story. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his second trip to China, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear provocations amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Tillerson's visit comes before a recently announced trip to Asia by President Donald Trump in November.
We have preparation for President Trump's important visit, so we want to talk about the agenda for that visit, and then we'll continue our discussions on a number of other issues that are important, but certainly North Korea will be on the table for discussion.
China is North Korea's number one trade partner. Washington says enlisting China's help is key to cutting off Pyongyang's ability to earn hard currency. However, at least one Asia expert says China's influence over North Korea is limited. Afghan officials say a suicide blast outside a Shiite Muslim worship place in Kabul has killed at least six people and wounded 27 others. Witnesses report the bomber was disguised as a sheep herder. A police guard intercepted and then shot at him. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says 63 Rohingya refugees are believed to have died when a boat carrying them from Myanmar to Bangladesh capsized in the Bay of Bengal's rough seas Thursday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Staff for the International Organization for Migration now confirms 23 people have died and 40 are missing and presumed dead. Survivors say 80 people were on board the vessel at the start of their doomed voyage. Now only 17 of the passengers are alive. The survivors say 24 men and boys between the ages of 10 and 35 were on board. The 80 passengers included at least six women and 50 children. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the survivors described the difficulties of being at sea with no food. He says the captain, who was a Bangladeshi, tried to evade checkpoints or sea patrols so as not to be detected. Millman says 4 of 10 survivors who were admitted to a hospital yesterday have been released. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Philippines vigorously defended its human rights record on Friday. Philip Alexio tells why.
Manila accused the West of bias, hypocrisy, and interference after 39 mostly European nations expressed concern about thousands of killings during Manila's ferocious war on drugs. More than 3,800 Filipinos have been killed by police in anti-drug operations since President Rodrigo Duterte came to office 15 months ago and launched what he promised would be a brutal and bloody crackdown on drugs and crime. Human rights groups say the figure is significantly higher and accuse police of carrying out executions disguised as sting operations. They have also accused police of colluding with hitmen to assassinate drug users. The authorities strenuously reject those claims, and Duterte insists he has never incited police to commit murder, despite his frequent and animated speeches about killing drug dealers. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A court in Vietnam sentenced to death ex-Petro-Vietnam chairman Nguyen Xuan Son. The court found him guilty in a mass trial of 51 officials and bankers accused of graft and mismanagement that led to the loss of $69 million. The sentence comes amid an intensifying corruption crackdown and maneuvering within the ruling Communist Party. Indian women's rights activists and lawyers are calling a Delhi High Court ruling chilling and dangerous. The court set aside the conviction of a Bollywood filmmaker for rape after the judge ruled that a feeble no could indicate willingness on the part of the victim. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.